It was really one of the most stressful days.
I immediately said yes.
It's a great group of people. The cultural leadership at AP is very much connected to AP culture.
I love the independency of Audemars Piguet to always innovate, to try something, even if that's risky.
Let's say that Padawans is AP mindset on steroids.
Luxury Tribune presents Reloading Luxury with Audemars Piguet. Episode 1, Leadership and Transmission. Today, Audemars Piguet is one of the big five of the watchmaking industry worldwide. It was not the case 10 years ago when François-Henri Benamias became CEO. In 2012, the brand produced 32,000 watches. In 2023, the production will reach 51,000 pieces. The industrial structure that AP is currently building could bring the brand up to 70,000 watches a year.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Have you got an ID, please?
Yes, I give you that.
In other words, Audemars Piguet multiplied its turnover by 4, reaching 2 billion Swiss francs today.
Here's your badge.
Thank you very much. See you later.
In 2025, it will celebrate its 150 years anniversary. To understand the secrets behind that success, we will explore the workforce in place, meet the young talents, the creators, and the mastermind behind it all. Audemars Piguet is not just a brand. It's a mindset. But the question is, will it last, now that François-Henri Benamias is leaving the company at the end of 2023? For the first time, Luxury Tribune deciphers the concept of AP leadership with the CEO's close guard, the so-called Padawans, and the chief of staff. Welcome to the heart of the brand's historic headquarters at Le Brassu in the Valley de Joux, a place few have entered. Christina D'Agostino, editor-in-chief of Luxury Tribune, invites you in.
Good morning.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, Christina.
Thank you.
Should we go upstairs? Are you ready?
Of course, yes.
Great.
With pleasure.
We just arrived through the main reception, which is part of our historical buildings.
Okay.
This is where everything happened since almost 150 years ago.
Juliette Dion, Special Projects, Woman and CPO Strategy.
And now we're entering through the world of the Padawans. It's called the Bureau des Padawans.
Okay.
And we have this huge table that was made to have great conversations between groups. And you can also work individually. If you'll see, you have in disguise computers that pop out. And it leads to François's bureau. There's definitely a sense of the future in there. François likes to look forward. I think he designed both tables because he really wanted to have first the idea of community and conversations around the table, and then also the whole useful aspect. But this is definitely where we like to meet, and we have all our meetings. And if you look into his office, you'll see that we have the same thought process behind it.
Wow. Maybe, can you just explain me Padawan? What's the meaning of Padawan?
Padawan is actually a term that came from Star Wars.
Okay.
The apprentices of the Master Jedi, and François loves the Master Jedi Yoda.
Okay. Should we start?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm Benoît, chief of staff at AP for now a couple of years. I applied spontaneously for the role. And to be very honest with you, I didn't know at first it was for AP, and I didn't know at first it was for François. But at the end of the first interview, when they told me, okay, you may be a good fit for the role, I was like, okay, that's my aspiration, so kind of like that feedback. And when they told me who it was for, they told me it was for AP, and I told them, so you mean it's for François? And I was like, okay, then I'm all in, 150, 200%.
I am 35 years old. I'm the oldest Padawan of the group. I was born in the watch industry because my mother was already in the watch industry when I was born. I am in charge of all the brand aspects of the CPO offer we are working on, CPO being certified pre-owned, or in other words, secondhand. And I am also in charge of orchestrating the women's strategy within all our departments.
I'm a microtechnical engineer and project manager, and I've been working at AP for 4 years now.
Yanis Cercariolo, lead coordinator development.
So currently I'm a project manager in the product development team, so I work on all the new PCs that we launch every year.
What brought you here?
Passion, but really the products that I always, always adored, and the reputation. And I think there was really a match within personalities and mindset and where I stood in my life.
I love the independency of Audemars Piguet, the ability to make outstanding pieces and to always innovate, to try something, even if that's risky.
The more I learned about watchmaking, the more I learned about the very, very special position of AP as a whole and the incredible role that François had played in developing the brand, connecting it to culture, and more specifically to youth culture.
Padawan is a weird name. What does it mean to be a Padawan?
It may sound weird from the outside, but internally, it feels so authentically connected to the culture. So for people here, hearing about Padawan is no surprise. What it means to be a Padawan here means to be clearly a representative of AP culture.
It means being able to follow our CEO in all of his meetings and all of his travels. And it means getting a very full 360 degree understanding of what the business is, how people interact, his roles and responsibilities. And it's really a once in a lifetime experience, especially this very particular year, since it's the last year of François as being a CEO of Audemars Piguet.
The process is pretty much that. In every single function, we're going to ask the leads, so the chiefs of all functions, to identify for us who could be the potential candidates. Then there's an interview process. But I would say in the end, the process is just one element. In the end, it's really, really the feeling, the understanding of the true potential behind this profile.
How did you come to be part of this Padawan team?
It all started with a call from my manager. He asked me if I wanted to join a special program to follow our CEO for 1 year. And I absolutely loved the idea, so I immediately said yes.
And then we go through a whole process, which includes personality tests, a one-on-one session with a professional coach, and a big business case day. It was really one of the most stressful days in the past years, and I think we can all say this in our case. You are the CEO of your own company, and you present to 7 investors the company of tomorrow.
Wow.
And that's it. And then it's not just what you hand out, but how you present it. What I was offering was to be my own little company where I would upcycle all those very old vintage models and turn them into new products. As I entered the room, I was dressed as François, our CEO, who's very notorious for wearing hoodies and very cool sneakers. And I start putting on some music, and I start introducing the whole project, slamming. I was really shaking, but I wanted to surprise them, and I wanted the element of surprise to really catch them at first.
I think my technical knowledge was an advantage to me, and my ability to mix and match several opportunities from different fields and to mix them to answer the customer's needs.
And how does this Padawan spirit impact the culture or the leadership of Audemars Piguet?
It's first a very clear manifestation of the culture. And then how does it manifest itself? Well, it's a lot of energy, a great dynamic. It's very direct, no filter. It's pure connection with the new trends all together. And yeah, you know what? One thing I missed, but I should have started with that. It's a great group of people, super inspiring, coming from very different backgrounds. So diversity.
It intends to develop our talents inside Audemars Piguet. And it's, a great opportunity for us to learn how the company works, to incorporate the challenges of the company.
I mean, there are talents in development, for sure. And at such a stage of their career, being exposed to a leader that is very aspirational can mean a lot in terms of how you drive your teams, how you run a project, how you analyze things.
Even if we're not a Padawan, it's pretty common within AP. We have this thirst for possibility. We have this openness. We have this kindness at heart. We're serious, but we don't take ourselves seriously. So there's already a very strong AP mindset. But let's say that Padawans is AP mindset on steroids. Allez.
Maxi cringe.
1, 2, 1, 2.
So when I heard all of us speaking about this Padawan team, it seems like an ideal world. Is it really the case?
You want the ugly truth?
Yes, please.
No, clearly it's intense, huh? For the good and the more challenging sometimes.
It's sometimes messy, we won't lie.
And when Yannis says messy, I would say, yeah, it can come from all directions, but that's also what's so inspiring in it. It's like you never know what's going to come.
For me, messy is also ideal. So I wouldn't say, no, it's not ideal. It's just, it's very thrilling.
I take it as a massive positive.
On a Padawan day where we all together at the Padawan table, typically if François is there, we will go and say hi and hug him. That's the basis for the start of the day. We'll tease Benoît because we always have to tease him.
And I will tease you and he will, big time in return.
Exactly. And then we'll get to work. Obviously, we have our chit-chats and we get in the thrill and we plan our day. And yeah.
It's very much about, have you seen that? Have you heard that? Or I need to talk to you about something.
Yeah, it always brings good vibes to start the day.
It's just a matter of recognizing the great connection with each other.
Yeah, we love to poke each other about their favorite sports team or things like that, or compromising pictures.
Clearly. And there's a WhatsApp chat as well that is a fun one, believe me.
Benoît is really good at taking compromising pictures, so he likes to send us a reminder every now and then.
We keep in touch with our WhatsApp group. We share notes together.
It's a bit first come, first served, and then we instantly create something out of it. So it's maybe not, or yes, I love it. How do you proceed in the future? Or this is not the right way. Maybe in another industry, you're allowed to look at other industries to think different ways.
Even encourage, right?
Yeah.
We've learned a ton from watchmaking for sure. But we also realize that the relevance of AP for the future will come probably from references coming from other worlds, coming from culture in general. We need to be open-minded more than any other brand, I believe. That's part of our mission. And we love that, being in the moment for sure. And then there are other missions that are more long-term. Future of client experience is always a major topic. The Padawans know that they're expected to come with ideas around this very specific topics. But the mandatory thing is that it's very respectful of the culture in general. What we learn within the Padawan group doesn't stop outside of this group. It needs to be something that transpires across all the company.
We try to replicate the way we could join other departments to learn how they work. We experience being in the life of our colleagues. We try to share the day of each other like Padawans did during their missions, but on the whole company.
Who are the future talents at AP? Anyone could be spotted like that. And then there are a few for whom the Padawan program will specifically make sense. It's not for everyone. It's not at every stage of your career that it could make sense.
What has this program of Padawan brought so far?
Oh my God, it's like incredible. Incredible in terms of impact it can have on the chiefs, starting with the CEO himself. How much energy, how much, how the quality of the discussions, the insights, the sounding board, and in the end, the dynamic you can create with such a source of energy that is, in a way, much more unfiltered than any of the things we could do with some elements of bureaucracy, with some elements of too much structure sometimes that can get in the way of great ideas, amazing opportunities, etc.
What did you learn from this experience?
Oh, I learned many, many things. It was especially interesting for me because I have a very technical profile. I'm an engineer. So in the engineering school, you learn technical skills, physics, mathematics, materials, but you never learn how a company's run, what makes a company successful. And to me, to get out of my workbench and to see all of my colleagues interact with each other, the way a leader needs to guide its team to success, it was really insightful for me.
I had not envisioned the actual team and connection that I would make with the other Padawans, who I did not know at all. We would not have met if it hadn't been for the program. And we think differently, we're in different areas, but it all somehow all fits together, and we really are a powerhouse when we're together. We see the world and business through the world of possibilities, and we challenge and we build, and it's quite magical.
And if you had to describe the Padawan spirit, what would it be?
First, it's a true team spirit. We have very strong links with each other. We have a blind confidence in each other. And two, I would say that a Padawan needs to be open-minded, to always seek for the idea that will make the difference, to always be adventurous and to go outside of their comfort zone.
The cultural leadership at AP is very much connected to AP culture. That's a given. What it means is that you need to be very authentic. And being authentic means being very open. Sometimes playing with emotions is okay at AP. And why do we do that? Because we want to make sure that we speak the truth, that we're very direct, and it's okay to show yourself as vulnerable sometimes. And François is a very good example of that. It brings some intensity in the exchanges we have together. With this intensity also comes the best out of people, the best out of teams, and a sense of belongings that I've never had in my past. Then I also think that leadership at AP is driven by, first, a vision that we all share, and that is very, very clear, with like a long-term perspectives that we all have integrated, but very grounded. There's never such thing as a North Star that is disconnected from the reality. It's amazing to have a vision because it starts from there. But it cannot be that we disconnected from what's the reality of the battleground, what's the reality of what we need to manufacture, what's the reality of what our clients are expecting. So it's always this great balance in the documents we share, in the meetings we have about, okay, we're clear on the North Star, but how credible is it? How grounded is it? And being able to always navigate through that.
One thing that François embodies really well is the ability to listen to the customer and to talk to him, to be sincere, to share with our best customers what they would like in our product, what they don't like, and what we should improve. And we always question ourselves. And that's why we are evolving quite fast, because we always try to do our utmost to satisfy the customer, and that's humbling. You see many examples of company doing the same thing for decades, and AP is quite innovative in a luxury world. So I think that's one of AP's strength. I love the idea that all the company shares the same vision of the company. We have many events where people can talk to our CEO. We integrate other people from AP in our projects. We share with them our strategy regularly, and we really build it as a sports team. You have people that share the same dream, and we collaborate all together for the same journey.
Do you think this spirit will last after his departure?
The employees themselves embodies the company's spirit. We are all motivated around the product. We have strong pillars of our success.
The key to his success and the key to our success after François leaves is that he understood what AP was about. He understood what the culture was about at AP. He made sure that it was still connected to the reality of the world we are evolving in at the moment, the aspiration from the new people joining, the new aspirations for our younger clients, etc., etc. But for us, what's going to remain from that is that it's AP.
Audemars Piguet has chosen its way, focusing on character rather than professional skills alone.
Thank you very much. I give you this back.
You're very welcome.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Freedom to think, speak, and act is key. But the hidden essence is different. Here, watchmaking is not the sole purpose. Audemars Piguet becomes the playground where different worlds meet, bringing new perspectives of what creativity is really about. Reloading Luxury with Audemars Piguet, a podcast presented and produced by Luxury Tribune in collaboration with Audemars Piguet, La Souris Verte, and Cornland Studio.